acknowledgement of country. I would like to acknowledge the traditional custodians of the land on which we are meeting, the Latchi Latchi people, and pay my respects to elders both past and present. Thank you. Okay, so firstly, thank you so much for joining us tonight for our council meeting. I am filling in for Mayor Mark Eckel. He's in Canberra at the invitation of our federal MP, Andrew Broad. I'm talking to very important people about our Mildura Future Ready project. So we look forward to further updates from him very soon. I would also like to welcome members of staff to the meeting today, members of the media, thank you for being here, also members of the Ratepayers Association, we're grateful for your contribution. And in addition to that, I just want to take this opportunity to acknowledge a very special person who has contributed a great deal to council over the last 30 years, and that is our one of our managers, Ray Lyons. This is Ray's last council meeting before retirement, and it's 30 years of an incredible contribution, and I know Ray is so valued for his professionalism. He's so widely respected across council, and he's a big loss to our team. But all the best, Ray. He'll be very ably, I guess, not replaced, that's the wrong word, but the person who'll be taking over from Ray will be Scott Umbach, who's another very talented member of staff, and very excited that Scott will be elevated to that position. Okay, so we will now...
Apologies.
Do we have any apologies other than the mayor?
Only Councillor Record. Yep.
Thank you. Okay, confirmation of minutes. Do we have a mover to confirm the minutes? Councillor Milne, thank you. Seconded Councillor Poole. Okay, moving to item six.
All those in favour.
All those in favour. Okay, motion is carried, thank you. All right, moving to item six, confirmation of assembly of councillors. We have a recommendation. Would someone like to move that? Councillor Clements, thank you. And a seconder? Councillor Monica, thank you. All those in favour? Thank you, that's carried. Moving now to the mayoral report. Notification of absence. Yep.
Which is nil.
Okay, thank you for that, Richard. And now for the mayoral report. So we have a recommendation at item two that the mayoral report be accepted. Thank you, Councillor Milne. Seconded Councillor Cirillo. Thank you for that. And an extensive, an additional report in relation to the Mayor's delegation to China.
We might just move that one first. Put that move.
Sure, no problem. So we'll move firstly the mayoral report, so item 8.1. Do we have a mover?
You do.
And a seconder?
Yeah.
Okay, all those in favour? Okay, Carrie, thank you.
And now we'll look at the...
Now moving to the second mayoral report. Okay. So do we have a mover, Councillor Milne, Councillor Cirillo, thank you. All those in favour? Thank you. That's carried. Okay, now item nine, councillors' reports. Do we have a mover?
Move with... there's a couple of... meetings that I attended that aren't on there. Got a bike added. I'll pass it across shortly.
Sure, we'll get a seconder first, yep. Councillor Milne. So seconded Councillor Brown. So yes, Councillor Milne.
And those meetings that I attended were meeting with ratepayer regarding off-leash park, meeting with ratepayer regarding landfill time, wind use interview, Wentworth regarding the Darling Pipeline, meeting with Mildura Regional Development, a water protest at Fotheby Park, Wentworth, ABC radio interview regarding the Darling River, meeting with property owner at Nanslock regarding the poor state of Castles Crossing Road, meeting with residents of Coolong regarding land rezonings at Coolong. I attended a second Rail Freight Alliance meeting. There is already one in my report, but I actually attended two for the month. And also a meeting regarding issues at the marina. So I've got that list which I'll give to Mr. Sexton later.
Thank you, Councillor Mellon. Any further reports? Yes, Councillor Thorburn and then Councillor Paul.
Madam Deputy Mayor, just quickly I'd like to report that I did attend the last day of the tennis tournament in Rio Grande International. I know that there was a very strong representation for the official dinner, and some of the other councillors may report on that, but I did turn up at the last day, and I was pleased that the attendance has been up this year a little bit better than last year, although I really think that the community as a whole don't really understand what the tennis tournament is about. You know, we've had a number of players, the top Australian players, that have actually started and they've played at Mildura, and they're now on the circuit, including Ash Barty, who's one of our top players. Now, she was here for a couple of years. This year we had the English girl that won the women's title, Gabriella Taylor, is seeded about, I think she's down about 152. She got beaten in Canberra, but she is probably going to get a wild card at Wimbledon. If not, she'll get a ranking down to just under 100, which will put her in Wimbledon anyway. The point I'm trying to make is that really in future years, and I really do think that it's got an appeal for this district because it showcases the courts. Once again, I spoke to a number of players and they all believed that the courts in Mildura are just as good as Wimbledon. And for even a number of the Australians, the guy who played and was beaten in the senior singles, this was the only time in Australia in his career that he played on lawn courts. So, you know, we've got a great asset here. It's good for it to be highlighted internationally, and I believe it's thoroughly worth continuing to support the tennis tournament. And hopefully in future years that we get a few more of the locals to just understand that there were probably about 20 world seeded players that actually participated in the tournament this year. And now just quickly, I also went down and Councillor Poole may report that she went down and to the Mallee Root Festival. I didn't go to that, but I certainly went to the harness meeting next day. But I will say that her husband once again took out the fabulous Mallee Root throwing competition, not just the open not just the over 50 section, but the open section. So congratulating Paul. So Rodney Poole was a winner again down there at the festival. And Councillor Poole was with me when we had a long conversation, I think it would be a long conversation, with the Chief Executive Officer of the Harness Racing Victoria. And what I was relaying to him was some of the concerns of the local trainers and owners, because we are getting more races. He did say we're getting an extra two meetings in a few weeks' time. It's because we've got nearly 350 horses in this district that are raced. That's why we're getting the money. Every time one of these meetings comes in, it's about $50,000 worth of injection just in prize money, and we're winning, our local trainers are probably winning about 70% of that prize money. So it's a very valuable thing. And the other thing about the Mildura Harness Racing Club is that they look after the track themselves here with the harness racing money. So it doesn't cost the ratepayers. That track that they have down there, they basically pay for most of itself. And I think they also do the security lighting down there. So they're making a contribution back as well to the general community. And I think that was about the summary of what we spoke about with the CEO. So I'd just like to make that report from that visit of the tennis and then to Owen last Sunday.
Thank you, Councillor Sullivan. Councillor Paul.
Thanks, Deputy Mayor. I just wanted to make some comment on the report in front of us, which was in February, and there was a couple of great sporting celebrations in February. Firstly, the Queen's Baton Relay. I'd like to congratulate everyone involved with that. It was tremendous for our community. And also the Northern Mallee Sports Star Awards. It was amazing, wasn't it? Our local people, what they have achieved in various sports, not only local, but also at state level, federal level, and international, was a real pleasure to share the celebration with them. I congratulate them.
Thank you, Councillor Poole.
Can I just add a PS to Councillor Poole's report?
Sure.
And that was on the Mallee Sports Assembly Star Award. one of the kids that had lined up for an award, he did say to his parents, listening to all the amazing people that got awards there, he said, how are you supposed to win this when people in our community are as good as this? All the awards that come up, they were the world's best, they were the Australian type, like, just amazing when you consider that they came out of Mildura, this poor kid. Like, he was good, but he was just thinking, how hard is it when we've got so many champions in our town? That's all.
Thank you, Councillor Mann. Councillor Modica.
Thank you, Councillor Cuthbert. Yeah, I'd just like to acknowledge the beginning of our Renewable Energy Committee, which is tapping into the quickly transitioning energy requirements of our region and the nation. We had a first meeting last month, which was wonderful. There still is a hell of a lot of interest and a lot of changes happening. We've already begun greatly by having our council implement a hell of a lot of solar, so we can keep pushing on in that direction by lobbying our state and federal members within that transition. That's a great start already. The second thing was I was lucky enough to go with the CEO, Mr. Jose, to the Murray River Group of Councils meeting a couple of Fridays ago where water politics come up. It's a very interesting area at the moment. The health of the river is a very, very deep concern, as well as the ability to keep our horticultural background in place. So it's I think it's going to be an area that will continually be spoken of, but it's something I think we as a council need to consider deeply in the long run. It was a wonderful meeting, and they were very interested in the things that are very different in Mildura and they are further down the road. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mike. Anybody else to report?
We'll put the motion.
So we'll now put the motion. All those in favour? And the motion's carried. Thank you. Moving to item 10.1, we have a response to councillor questions. This one is for Councillor Max Thorburn in relation to a Lower Murray water issue. Do you accept the response, Councillor Thorburn?
Happy with that.
Thank you. Moving to item 10.2, another one for Councillor Thorburn in relation to pedestrian controls. Do you accept that response?
It's half right, and I'll ask another question soon.
Okay, thank you. All right, so moving now to item 11, questions from councillors. Any questions? Councillor Clements.
Yes, thank you. We've got a petition that will be coming up shortly, this council meeting for us to solve it, etc. And that relates to the current landfill times of opening. And my question is, I know that we're not making any decision on that until about August last year, because we're still under the trial period, but I was just wondering if consideration could be given to perhaps finding some middle ground in relation to the times of opening. A number of us have been contacted by some people who are affected by this. And I think that it would be fair if we could at least look at the possibility of finding some sort of middle ground, perhaps opening earlier or opening later, one or the other, if not necessarily both.
Through you, Chair, I think that we can take that on notice and come back to Council with a response.
Okay, thank you.
I support that. Sorry.
Any other questions? Yep,
Councillor Thorburn. Acting Mayor, on that I had a question, and it was simply, when is the trial for the hours of operation of the tip completed, and will it be coming back to a forum for a full discussion?
Yep,
Matt? Through the Chair, Councillor Thorburn, thanks for the question. Yes, you are correct, the trial does finish at the start of August, and there will be following the conclusion of the trial, a forum presentation and a subsequent council report to follow.
We've got a couple more, Chair. Could council be advised, this is relating to the further question I was going to ask before, could council be advised as to the extent of contributions from businesses and developers for the traffic signals at the Hungry Jack's signalled access into and out of 15th Street?
There you go. through the chair. Thank you again, Councillor Thorburn. Yes, I'd like to take that question on notice. Thanks.
Next question. I've got a series of questions from Owen, actually. Why does the Owen Blackburn Park Oval, that's the one in the middle of the trotting club, receive rural water and the Owen Blackburn Park Oval itself get town water? Can you can I have it explain how that kind of happens?
Through the chair, thank you again, Councillor Thorburn, for the question. You are correct, the trotting track over does have rural water, which was, I believe, connected up in July 2016. The main oval is on town water, and also the surrounds around the playground on town water there. There are plans to get that changed over to rural water at a more competitive rate in the near future.
Yeah, well, I was going to ask, that was going to be the next question, for what I think the Oyuna Harness Racing, or the Owen United Football Club, has suggested that both ovals be watered through the rural water, which would cover the watering of both ovals for the same cost. They asked me to ask you at what progress has that request come to? You did answer that, didn't you?
Through the chair again. Thank you, Max. Councillor Thorburn. Yes, the development of the oval in the middle of the trotting track at Blackburn Park was done under a land manager consent process, so that was completed by the Owen United Football Club. There were conditions attached to that about what had to happen in terms of their responsibilities there in terms of paying for water, mowing the oval, all sorts of things like that. That issue is being resolved now, and we are working on how we connect up rural water as we speak to get that done fairly soon. But the issues are very separate at this point.
And the other question regarding the Owen Football Netball Club is, has there been any progress with some assistance towards the cost of watering at the Underbull Oval, which they also utilise?
Thank you, through the chair. Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. I'll take that question on notice.
And one more in the last question coming up. Could a report be prepared on the width of car parking spaces in the designated CBD area, outlining and explaining the difference between low traffic use car parks and high traffic use car parks? And do we size the width of our street parking bays with Australian standards or Victorian standards? And can we also provide an audit on the Deakin Avenue car parks between 7th and 10th Street? And do they comply with the required standards? It's a long question.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Through you, Chair, that will be taken on notice, and I doubt if full report will provide an explanation to councillors.
Thank you. Any further questions? Yes. Thank you,
Councillor Mayne. Thank you, Councillor Cupper. The first one is, I've seen a number of videos online showing uses for recycled plastic. One was cheap building materials for tilt slab houses, and the other one was being used to build roads. Given what's going on in China, etc., can we raise this matter with the Regional Cities Group and possibly the MAV as to a possible solution to the recycling problems we now face in Victoria, with the view of establishing a recycling facility, maybe in Mildura, funded through the waste levy taxes that the state's currently collecting and sitting on, so that we can see if there's any chance that we can actually make some use of rubbish locally and make something useful of it. Maybe it's for the forum.
Yes, through the chair. Yes, Councillor Miller, we can certainly look into that and provide a response.
Thank you. The second one is, where is the Mervyn South Hall and Nichols Point, actually, land titles and management group process at? Do we actually own the land yet, or?
Through the chair, we'll take that on notice and get back to council.
Okay. Thank you. Can we again raise the issue of dry off land in the Mildurold irrigation area with the Minister? As even Swan Hill has the same problem, I noticed Councillor Monica was talking about water politics. Swan Hill don't know what to do with the land either. And the current view is that this wasteland is valuable horticultural land. It doesn't hold much weight with anyone other than VCAT at the moment. So is there a possibility that we can again have some discussion on that?
Through your chair, it has already been arranged at the next forum. We'll have a presentation from the Sunraysia Rejuvenation Project on that very issue. And it also got discussion at the Murray River Group of Councils, again, from a collective point of view about what we can seek to have changed.
Excellent. Thank you. The Minister has a rezoning process in operation at the moment. And again, can we seriously look at some rezoning or correcting of zones for land at Yalta and Coolum and possibly other areas that really should be rural living and not farming?
Through your chair, we'd have to take that again on notice. I believe, through your case, Mr. Lyon, that there's a process to go through about putting those rezonings through at the same time.
Thank you. Next one is we have a report or a study done examining the prospect of using Lower Murray water infrastructure being drains to drain areas like Nichols Point and Redcliffs rather than going to the expense of building new infrastructure. I think it's been talked about, but it hasn't actually really seriously been looked at as far as I'm aware.
Through you, Chair, we've also got senior officers from Lower Murray Water attending the next council forum, so you could actually probably have that discussion
along with
more depth.
Forum. Thank you. And the last one was, has Kessels Crossing Road at Henshaw been graded lately? I just thought some of them might know off the cuff.
Through the chair, I'll definitely take those notes and get back to you, Councillor. Yeah.
Thank you. That's all the questions.
Any other questions? Thank you. Okay, moving on to item 12, notices of motion. We have no notices of motion tonight. Moving on now to item 13, petitions. So we have a recommendation at item 2 that we note the petition and consider this petition as part of the evaluation of the trial of reduced hours at Mildura Landfill. And we'll be notifying the petition coordinator of that. Do we have a mover for that recommendation? Thank you, Councillor Cirilla, and a seconder. Thank you, Councillor Poole. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? No? I'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion's carried. Moving to item 13.2, a petition, again, this time in relation to the off-leash dog park. We have a recommendation at item 2 that we accept this, or that we note this petition and consider it as part of the April Ordinary Council meeting. Do we have a mover for that? Councillor Mill, thank you. And seconded, Councillor Sullivan. Does anyone want to speak against that? No, we'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Just realised I should be voting, shouldn't I? Sorry. I'll start voting now. It doesn't invalidate votes. Other votes, though. Okay, good. Thank you. Okay, so moving now to item 14. This is our first management report. Mildura Future Ready Advocacy and Funding Strategy, Expression of Interest for Regional Growth Fund. We have a recommendation at item 2 that Council endorse the Expression of Interest application to the Regional Growth Fund for Phase 1 of the Mildura Future Ready Funding and Advocacy Strategy. Which would cover Mildura South Regional Sporting Precinct and also the Mildura Motorsports and Community Precinct. Do we have a mover for that recommendation? Thank you, yes. Councillor Neil. Do we have a seconder? Councillor Clements?
I've got two questions.
Sure, we can take your questions.
The first question, could someone explain to me how that when we had a committee meeting next door in about 6 years ago, the same time as Tail and Bend, our local motorcycling star, Josh Waters, will actually be riding at the Tail and Bend track next month. And why we are so far behind in this, that's question one. And the other one, is
part of this project, the jet boat racing track, is it part of the motorsports complex? If it is, where are discussions at with the club, and when can they start building the track which they wanted it?
Through you, Chair. Thanks, Councillor Thorburn. The answer to the first question, I think, comes back to dollars and the amount of work that Council needed to put into developing the business case. I'm not aware of how Tailwind Bank was funded and what processes were undertaken to get the funding for that. My understanding is there's quite a bit of private investment in that facility. In relation to the jet boats, the jet split boats facility is catered for in the master plan for the precinct. The timing of when discussions are being held with the proponents about their planning and a space is allocated for them. However, again, the funding for the infrastructure so that that development could commence will be reliant on Council.
Thank you, Ray. Any other questions at this point? Would anyone like to speak against the motion? I'll put the motion.
I'd like to speak to the motion.
Oh, you'd like to speak to it, of course.
Thank you, Councillor Cupid. Just in putting this forward, I think it's important that we note at the moment that there's the new regional growth fund, and that will allow Council to pursue a higher level of funding than previous funding rounds. And it's $11 million towards the motorsports complex, $17.4 towards Mildura South Sporting Complex. And that's at the same time. We'll still require $19 million from the state government and some private funding if possible. And if we are successful in this federal funding, it'll put money on the table first. We don't have to have the matching funds. So we haven't had this sort of opportunity before. That's why we actually need to do it now and do it in this manner. And it'll allow us to build these complexes with a minimum of cost to the ratepayers also, which is extremely important. And it will maximise our financial and social return back to the community. That's also very important. Motorsport will bring around 900 jobs over 30 years and around $500 million into our economy. South Mildura bring 130 jobs in construction, plus about $76 million into the economy in the construction phase. And then, of course, there's more funding, more money will come in from people attending that. Mildura does need to diversify its income streams. Our economy can't just depend on fruit and farming because it's sort of getting to the point where there's not going to be major expansion. We've just about sort of grown as much as we can. But tourism is something that we need to harness, and we need to take advantage of what's on offer before it's too late. So I commend this matter to Council and to the community. I think it's a smart move by the Council, and certainly we're lucky to be able to have an opportunity to apply for this funding, which is why the Mayor's in Canberra at the moment. So we look forward to hopefully being successful in our pursuit.
Would the seconder like to speak for the motion?
I'd just like to support what Councillor Milne has said. This is a new process. It's a two-step process. The first part of it is an expression of interest that has to be in by the end of April. But if we're successful in that part of it and are able to continue with the application, we should know within 3 months of that. If we know within 3 months of that, then we'll know whether we've got a shot, a real shot at this, and hopefully we will. And if we do get this up, this will be a massive increase in our tourism footprint, and I think that it will bring a lot of people, a lot of money and a lot of jobs into the community. So we're very hopeful that this gets up. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. Would anyone else like to speak for the motion?
Well, let me come over there, because I didn't think I would be able to get a go. I'll answer the first question I asked, is Taylor Bend, of course, did get a $2 million government grant, and that, as Councillor Milne outlined, what we're trying to do here at Mildura is get some government money in, and then that means that the private investment will flow. And that's exactly what happened at Taylor Bend. They got a $2 million to put down the black track, and then the private enterprise came in straight away and built that magnificent complex which is going to be open in a few weeks' time. Now, with the complex, the other question, it's important that I think we have to put in about $2 million to the motorsports park as our contribution, and that'll probably be with a lot of the infrastructure work. And that's why I asked the question about the jet ski vote, and thank you very much, Gray, for that answer, because I understood that that may have been the case, and hopefully when we have a look at the money that we put into that complex, including for that infrastructure, that we actually do remember that this is a project, they'll be ready to just about go when we get that infrastructure in, and that'll help accelerate whatever we do out there. I support this motion for those matters, and I'm quite excited about it. I have to say I'm more excited about the motorsport park than I am about 16th Street.
Okay, thank you for that, Councillor Thorburn. So we'll put the motion. All those in favour? And the motion is carried. Moving now to item 14.2, Mildura Planning Scheme Amendment C95, Deakin Avenue Urban Design Guidelines. This is a response to submissions. We have a recommendation at item 2 to endorse the position to be taken in response to the submissions received, and also to refer the submissions received in relation to Amendment C95 to an independent panel appointed by the Minister for Planning. Do we have a mover? Councillor Milne?
I move.
And a seconder? Councillor Clements, thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the recommendation? Councillor Thorburn, we'll start the debate. Would you like to open the debate, Councillor Milne?
Thank you, Councillor Cupper. Well, this process, it's not really a decision-making process other than to refer it to an independent panel appointed by the Minister for Planning. At that point, is the best point for people to put forward any ideas that they have, any complaints, anything they like or dislike about the report. So it's really as simple as that. I don't think there's any point in arguing it here because the panel is the correct place to argue it at.
Councillor
Clements? Yes, I'd like to second what Councillor Milne said. There are some issues here that we're aware of that are a little bit controversial, somewhat controversial for some landowners in Deakin Avenue, and those people have expressed some concern. And I think it's only good and proper that we go to an independent arbiter to assess the overall plan, and that independent arbiter will also, of course, have a look at those complaints and make some recommendations in relation to those. So I think sending this to an independent panel is a very wise and a very considered way of doing this.
Thank you.
Councillor
Thorburn.
Madam Acting Mayor, I do understand that what we're doing is endorsing the position in it going to a panel, but I've got a few concerns about it, and I hope that the community people actually have a look at some of these concerns, and it largely concerns, what are we trying to say in Deakin Avenue? Is it a residential outlook? Because when you have a look in Deakin Avenue, if you go from 11th Street and the first block between 11th and 12th, we've got some flats on the left-hand side, on this side, the western side. We've got two flat complexes and four houses on the western side and the eastern side for those the church flats. Between 12th and 13th Street, on the eastern side, we've got no houses.
the houses that are there are already being used for business, like chiropractors or medical things like that. They're not used as residents. On the other side, we do have 11. When we go between 13th and 14th, we've got two flat complexes on the eastern side and 15 houses. On the other side, on the western side, we've got only three houses. Two of them are rented properties. And then between 14th and 15th, we've got two housing estates, Kalimna and Deakin, and 30 houses. And on the other side, between 14th and 15th, we've only got two houses in the whole block. So I really don't know what we're trying to preserve, because... And the other thing that concerns me is that what they've said for some of the zones is
point
that...
Point of order, please.
Yes.
With all due respect to my erstwhile associate, Mr. Thorburn, the actual debate in relation to C95 and the provisions that it will or won't recommend are a matter that will come up at a future council meeting. The only debate here is in relation to whether it goes to the independent arbiter, and I think Councillor Thorburn is actually debating the amendment itself.
Madam Chair, I'm actually referring to all of these documents that we've got here that we've had objections to. These points are covered in that particular area, and I wish to support some of their concerns and highlight some of their concerns.
I understand that, but there's a point in relation to the whether or not these go to the independent panel. So the issue at the heart of this is that we acknowledge those submissions and we want them to go to an independent panel for consideration. Could you direct the debate to whether or not you agree with that?
Well, I don't think we've taken enough notice of some of the concerns. You know, I was getting onto the restrictions on the shop size. You know, they've made their point, but we've basically ignored it and taken another stand. And I just believe that some of their concerns are quite valid, and on the scale of things, when you look into the future, they're valid, and I'd hate to see them not get full exposure of it. But I'm quite happy to debate it when it comes back, and I'll hold the same view. And if that's the way that comes to what I tell you, one thing they've got right in the report is that they've called the CBD the active part of the city. They used to call it the shopping part, but I can tell you the shopping centre of Mildura is not the CBD, it's out at 15th Street.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Do we have any councillors wanting to speak for the recommendation? Anyone else against? No? Okay.
Councillor Mill to close.
Oh, stop. Councillor Mill, close the debate, please.
Thank you, Councillor Cumber. Just in closing, I note Councillor Thorburn's comments and some of his concerns, and obviously there'll be some concerns in the community. And I would encourage members of the community and Councillor Thorburn to attend that panel hearing and have their input there. And yes, certainly we will then come back with some sort of other document. It might be a similar document, it might be the same one, depending on the outcome of the panel hearing. But certainly people will have their opportunity to voice their opinions. I've got some concerns too, Councillor Thorburn, on some of the issues too. But again, I think the best time to argue that is when it does come back, and let's see what the panel's got to say, because we might have to argue about anything at that point. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Mill. We'll put the motion. All those in favour? All those against? The motion is carried. Thank you. Okay, moving now to item 14.3. This is for the Mildura Planning Scheme Amendment C100, 16th Street Greenway, responsive submissions. We have a recommendation at item 2, which is quite lengthy, so I won't read that out. Perhaps I'll just ask for a mover on that recommendation. Councillor Mill, thank you. A seconder? Councillor Clements, thank you. Would anyone like to speak against the motion? Yes, Councillor Cirilli. We'll open the debate. Councillor Mill, thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Cupper. I'll just note that Council, having examined all submissions received regarding Amendment C400, notes that no objecting submissions were received for the Council land part of the amendment. And on the recommendation goes, it's been very, very thorough. We've been through the processes and I think we've come up with a good recommendation that actually suits the community and suits the future, and look forward to getting it through.
Thank you, Councillor Mill. Mm-hmm. Councillor Clements.
Yes, thank you, Madam Deputy Mayor. I was a bit torn with this plan originally when it was discussed at forum. We're talking about 16th Street here, where there's going to be a bicycle and walking track along the part of 16th Street, and no crossovers, no driveways, so obviously any structures that were built along that area would have to be accessed from the rear, where a road would be built. My concerns were that perhaps the back of that road wouldn't look particularly good, but the front would look very good. So it was a bit of a 50-50 for me, but at the end of the day, I've given it due consideration, and I think that there's an opportunity here to build something fairly unique. I think that we're planning not for next year or 10 years from now, we're planning for 50 or 100 years from now, and it might sit there and do nothing for quite some time, but eventually this will become another central area. I think there was discussion around the fact that there may be a shopping precinct in this area as well, and there's some parkland, and it will provide bicycle access through to what will hopefully be the Mildura's House sporting complex. And I think it's fairly unique, and we have to think a long way ahead. If we think far enough ahead, then this would be basically another little central area of the town and decentralise it to some extent. Plus, I also think that providing bicycle paths and bicycle lanes and other opportunities other than just cars is something that all councils should be thinking of in the long term, and I think this is a long view. So on that basis, I'm prepared to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Clements. Councillor Cirilli.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I was a bit like Councillor Clements when first coming across this, torn a little bit, and I was just going back and forwards through the submissions, and one submission that I kind of could not take notice of was the submission number 5 from Freeman Land Surveyors. Comments such as extreme and excessive, just and a few other bits and pieces throughout it. It seems to me it could have been a better way or a more desired outcome for all through this. It seems that what was discussed, as per the submission says, that what was discussed with the council and what was kind of agreed on in those private meetings, obviously I wasn't there, but I mean, from the submission it says, but basically, to the tune of what was agreed, in the private meetings with the landowners and obviously the surveyor, and what has come up in the proposal that we're proposing here tonight is two different things. I just think that there's all they're really asking for from the submission is just a bit of flexibility in the proposal. It just doesn't seem to have that. Guys like Freeman and Freeman, if you ask around town, have held in pretty high regard. Their reputation is very well intact, and I think to ignore professionals in their field like this completely is a little bit silly. I think that, I don't support the motion on the basis that basically it doesn't achieve a desirable outcome for all those involved, and I do believe that there is possibilities to achieve those outcomes through a bit more of a perhaps review or discussion amongst those parties, but that's my opinion.
I'll just ask a question of Matt in relation to that. Ray, in relation to that, the issue about ignoring views from someone who made a submission, would you like to speak to that, Ray?
I can speak to it, but I'm not aware of those discussions. I certainly wasn't part of them, and I can follow that up with Councillor Sulawo and get back to
him. Through you, Chair, I can appreciate Councillor's point of view, but their submission was addressed and responded to, it wasn't ignored. So I think that's what I'm trying to ensure that people understand. All submissions were responded to by professional officers.
Okay, would anyone like to speak for the recommendation? Anyone else like to speak against? Councillor Zoldan.
Madam Acting Mayor, it's a very grandiose scheme for 16th Street, which will basically go nowhere except to Lake Hawthorne. If it is described in there as being over the top, and I probably agree, because we're going to have no parking on the street. They're actually going to have enclaves for parking off it to 16th Street. We've got the bicycle people. It'll look really good. It's supposed to be a main thoroughfare that will go down to the projected shopping centre. I don't think it's going to meet that. It looks very nice. It's very flowery. But it won't be the best street in Mildura, and that's Jubilee Drive, because that is a lovely street. And that's what it's all about, when you have the environment mixing in with the community. This is trying to do it, but it just won't fit the goods, and it certainly won't be a street that is going to assist the development of a shopping complex at the end of it, because it is a street, an avenue that goes nowhere. And I just think it is, as it was described, and we reject it and we didn't accept it, being over the top. And I have to agree that it is over the top.
Thank you, Councillor Thorburn. Do anyone else want to speak for or against the motion? If not, we'll put the motion. Sorry, we'll close the debate first. I'm so sorry, Councillor Mills. We'll close the debate with Councillor Mills. Thank you.
Just in quickly closing, look, it is a difficult one because there's parts of the plan that I didn't really like, and sometimes you sort of wear a little bit of that just to, I guess, keep everybody happy. But regarding the enclaves for parking, from what I saw, Councillor Thorburn, they are actually on the street. There's parking areas, and there might be a parking area in front of every unit, but there's certainly parking areas on the street. Jubilee Drive, the last time I drove down there, I didn't see too many parking spots at all from memory. I think you park over everybody's front lawns. So it hasn't done too well either as far as parking spaces go, and I think if you park cars either side, you wouldn't get through there. But it is difficult to get a good plan that suits everybody, and this one, it'll probably push the limits a little bit, but we'll see how that goes, and certainly time will tell if the developers warm to it and the people warm to it, buy the properties. If they don't, well, there's always the opportunity at some chance to come back and have another look at it as a council. That we can always change if it's not meeting the needs of the community. So on that basis, I'm happy to support it at this stage and see it through, and let's get on with building some houses down there.
Thank you, Councillor Milne. We'll put the motion. All those in favour? And those against? And the motion. And the motion's carried and reported to Councillor Sivillo. And also for Councillor Thorburn. Thank you.
Noted.
Okay, now moving to item 14.4, Audit Committee meeting, 4th of The 8th of February. Oh, okay. Sorry, there was a number there that didn't quite make sense. All right, so the Audit Committee meeting minutes summary from the 8th of February 2018. We have a recommendation at item 2 that Council note the confidential minutes of the Audit Committee. Do we have a mover for that?
Come on, move that with a question.
Yes?
Question, but it's actually you, Councillor Cupra. On the Council Reports item in 9.1,
yes.
Your list is attending that audit meeting,
yeah.
But in the audit your committee meetings you're actually down as an apology, so there's a mistake there somewhere.
Sure.
And I'm not sure.
That's fine, we can correct that. That's fine. I was at the audit meeting for this month but not last month, so that would be the discrepancy, I'm assuming.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah,
sure, we can fix
that's
that
good,
up.
Yeah, thank you.
Do we have a seconder? Yep, Councillor Monica, thank you. Would anyone like to speak against that? No. All right, all those in favour? Thank you. Motion is carried. All right, moving now to item 14.5, adoption of section 11A, instrument of appointment and authorisation. We have a recommendation at item 2 that Council adopt the instrument of appointment and authorisation as presented for Daniel
Gibbett.
Do we have a move for that motion? Yes, Councillor Clements.
Move with a minor grammatical amendment, of course. Got presented for the
Daniel. Yes, it's very formal.
Yeah. I don't know if that's right.
Esquire.
Thank you, Councillor Clements.
That's correct.
And Councillor Brown seconded. Thank you for that, Councillor Brown. Anyone wanted to speak? Did anyone want to speak against that motion? No, we'll put the motion. All those in favour? Motion is carried. Item 15, urgent business. Item 16, public questions. Do we have any public questions?
Through your chair, we have two. I think they've been referred to the acting general managers for reading out and response.
Thank you, through the chair. Thank you for this question. I'll read it out. What is the likelihood of the trial dog park becoming permanent? It's the first part of the question. If it is to become permanent, will it be fully fenced? And there's reference to today, so Major Daly for comments in that. As raised in item 3.2, to become permanent, that will be a question the council will need to ask in the future, to answer in the future, sorry. The trial continues until the end of April, but a report will be coming back to council in April in relation to the petition. The petition and the comments that have been received, there have been several positive and negative comments about the trial. Once that trial is complete, it will council will then consider the costs of making the trial permanent. Now, that consideration will also include whether the area is fenced and what other facilities are provided.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for that, Ray, for that perhaps last contribution.
Yes, through the chair, thank you for the question here. A question has been submitted in regards to various aspects of treatment and housing at the animal shelter, around isolation and quarantine facilities, the number of animals that are housed and moved through those areas. Given there are four parts of this question, we'll take this on notice and respond to the question in writing as your question.
Thank you for that, Mr. George. And there's no more questions?
No more questions. Sure.
Okay, thank you for that. So now we will be going into confidential business.
With a mover and seconder.
With a mover to move into confidential. Thank you, Councillor Monica. Seconded, Councillor Clements. So we'll now give...
All those in favour?
All those in favour? Carried. Yeah. Okay, thank you very much.
And we'll thank everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for attending and for persevering with my mistakes. It's been great to have you all here. We'll now deal with a number of confidential matters. Three matters, actually, all relating to contractual issues. And we'll give, I guess, the public an opportunity to move out of the gallery, and we hope to see you again.